The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
So what drives you to want to buy a real estate, a piece of house, a piece of land that you can build your own house on, a condo, a cooperative down in Southwest DC, or a townhouse, or anything? What drives us? It's really this desire to change our lives, isn't it? It's this very basic, I see myself living a different way, and I'm going to go there to live my life the way I want to. And I'm willing to pay to get that opportunity. And for some of us, we've been in homes, we've lived there for decades, and now it's time to wrestle with, where do I go? How do I decide what to do? Where do I find a place? You really maybe just want a safe place for your family to raise your kids. Maybe it's completely different. I've got buyers who are purchasing my real estate in Arlington and McLean and other parts of Northern Virginia, as well as in Maryland. They're buying to move out of Washington, D.C. because they bought a condo for $300,000 in the U Street corridor. They can sell for $575,000. They've got a lot of equity they built up over the last 8 to 9 years, right? So now they've got the capability to buy something else, and they can trade what they have to get the suburban lifestyle, put them close to the red line somewhere, the blue line, the yellow line, whatever it might be. Or maybe it's a convenient location. In the right sizing guide, I go through piece, you know, what's the proximity that each person has, proximity, the expense, and so on, accessibility, the comfort and the ease, the expenses, all these things together make peace for us, right? Well, if the proximity to what's important to you is eluding you, then perhaps you want to move so you can have that to friendships or restaurants or other things that are important to you. You know, maybe there's a better opportunity for your kids in a different town. Maybe there are a list of reasons to move really that are as endless as they are varied, and it's hard to come up with them. No problem. You come up with your reasons, and I love the T-chart, the Ben Franklin T-chart. Was one of those tools my dad taught me when I was in high school. You just draw a T, and, you know, like basically a cross on a page, and you put yes on one side and no on the other, and you write down the things that you want and the things you don't want on the other side. And then it just helps you to organize your thinking. Real simple, real basic, but it served Benjamin Franklin well, and it will serve you well too. There are really benefits to buying and owning a home, and if you're renting now, listen up. Because ownership does come with responsibility, but it comes with rewards, particularly in the regards to the finances. When you own a home, you can save money on taxes. For instance, you can write off the interest on your mortgage up to $1 million. You know, and again, I'm not giving you tax advice. I'm just giving you a general advice by saying that. Also, the taxes, the property taxes, are usually tax deductible. If you have a home office, you can use that as a benefit. If you rent part of your house out, you can use that as passive income. There's lots of ways where real estate, owning real estate, makes sense. If you don't own, now's maybe a time to consider. And for those of you listening, think, yeah, this is somebody I need to talk to, call us, because we have great certified buyer agents. 800-900-9104 is our toll-free number. Again, 800-900-9104. Not everybody's in a financial position to purchase a house, of course. And you've heard me say for many years that owning a house is not a right, in spite of the fact that it was promoted through political avenues that everybody should own the American dream. Well, the American dream turned out to be a nightmare for millions of Americans because it sounded too good to be true. It sounded great, but the financial responsibility that comes with it is, frankly, it's kept a lot of people from buying because of the fear of financial failure. And I think that's understandable, but balancing that out to make a decision, how should I approach this? Balancing the taxes, the insurance, the utilities, it might seem daunting, but there really are financial considerations. So let's walk that through together. Okay, let's look at equity and selling your house. See, equity is just a word to describe that money that you have in your home that isn't debt. So when you borrow money from a bank, say you're purchasing a $500,000 property, and you put down $50,000, which is 10% down, you borrow $450,000. The equity is the $50,000 that you put into it. And the 450 is the mortgage, the debt that you owe to the bank that's letting you borrow their money. And you're going to pay them back at right now around 3.5% on your mortgage. Okay, fine. But the equity is a floating number, and it floats according to supply and demand. I mean by that is you might put $50,000 into the property, and maybe in 2 years it's not worth $500,000, it's worth $600,000. So now your equity is the $50,000 you put in plus the $100,000 above that, also plus whatever additional principal you've paid down over the next year and a half to 2 years, right? In the same way, back in 2009, you had people who bought houses in 2007 for $700,000 and they put $140,000 into it, but the places were only worth $400,000. All their equity disappeared. Hence, people were afraid. People may still be afraid. You may be afraid because you might have sworn to yourself, I will never own a house again. I will never be in that position again. Look, there's a lot to be said for living debt-free, for sure. We just want to consider all the benefits, and we want to consider where we are within a real estate climate. Are we in a bubble at certain times, and what should we consider? Based on the numbers, you want to think about what your return on investment is going to be on that initial investment. And if you're buying for the long term, maybe it doesn't really matter whether the value goes down, as long as you can keep your employment, right? Because we had a lot of people, as the housing market faltered, the employment market faltered. And so people lost not only equity, but they lost their jobs and they let go of their houses as a result. So there is a place for purchasing a home and it being an investment, unlike renting. When you rent, you're not investing in where you live. You're actually paying somebody else who's invested in where you live. Now, the tax advantages we just discussed, like mortgage interest and property taxes, federal income taxes can be adjusted because of it. These can really be sizable sums in the first years of home ownership due to the fact that the highest amount of interest is paid on your mortgage during the first few years. Also, if you pay any discount points to get your mortgage rate down, the cost for those points can be deducted from your federal income taxes over time as well. What are some other reasons? Any ideas? Candy Watts joins me again. Candy, any additional reasons for buying a house? What are some of the reasons you see that people want to consider purchasing real estate?
Oh, well, some people might want to live into a specific school district.
Okay, they want to live in a specific school district. Okay.
They might want to be close to specific modes of transportation, getting to and from work.
Okay.
They might just want to be able to come in and decorate how they would like to live.
Okay.
All versus right. How somebody else would like to decorate.
Whereas in a rental, you may not have the freedom.
Exactly.
To do that. Okay. Any other ideas?
Maybe because you like to not live so close to your neighbor. Give yourself some more space, some privacy, have some of those wild parties, and you know, who knows?
Right. So that's true. Now, you can rent single family houses, but you're right. You create for yourself a certain degree of privacy. Maybe you want to build into a community where you feel like you're a part of a positive atmosphere. And frankly, when you own, you control things. You control the landscaping, the remodeling, and maybe additions and those kinds of things. Okay. We're going to have to take another break, but what I want to do is give you the opportunity to call now and request a free copy of our Savvy Buyer Guide. We'll mail it out to you. It'll talk to you about the economics of buying a home, financing a home, what are the mortgage basics and how to apply, even how to select a realtor to help you buy a house, and what are the home elements for considering the purchase. 800-900-9104, again, 800-900-9104. Go to ericstewartgroup.com. We'll be right back with Stuart Rosenthal in just a moment.